Radio Alchemy.
Elixir for a new humankind.
Hello, folks, and welcome to Radio Alchemy on KPFK, 90.7 FM, Los Angeles and San Diego, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara. Yes, that was a little bit of a sample of a new mix intro to Radio Alchemy, where we are talking about a new humankind, which is, instead of being human beings, which is being human in some particular manner, no. We aren't being human. We are humans. We want to be at the human scale. That is a place where there is the mutual respect. There is the freedom to be as you were and as you are and as you want to be, and to see the rest of the world exist at a level of choice. And I think being human is about choice. And as you are seeing around the world, there is not a lot of choice. And so, you know, I had some fun with that. You know, you can, you know, we're live in here. And so, you know, you're going to be able to comment and say if that was, you know, something that, you know, some friends of mine were like, oh, no, no, then you're going to have to take that telephone, you know, thing away, et cetera. But we are playing with the refashioning of Radio Alchemy, away from talking about what these little schmoes are doing, away from what the Bilderbergs and all these types are doing to undermine, because look, okay, so what? We've let them get to this point and all of that stuff, and so now we need, in a sense, to regain our power and to say, et cetera, that we are not going to sit there and bite the biscuit. We aren't going to be Pavlovian. We aren't going to go by their stimulus response. And so what is wonderful is that on the phone lines, we have two incredible genies who are a part and that have been pushing the envelope of your understanding of the world that you are in. They were going to be with us last week, but it was kind of crazy, and they weren't able to join us, but they are here tonight. I'm talking about Bob Dobbs, and Ion. They are here tonight. It's going to be open lines. We are going to be talking about you. We're going to be talking about the amazing thing of the body politic of what you are and beyond. We'll have open lines with Bob and Ion. And the one thing is that these guys are getting so immensely popular. They're doing an internet show. It is hugely popular, and they are being drawn away into other projects, that it's very fortunate that they are joining me tonight as a special engagement and favor to help inaugurate where we are going all together on the show and hopefully in our audience. And you know what? I'm still going to maybe do some, you know, radio shows about those schmoes if they do something just ridiculous, and they are doing ridiculous things. And those will be on the internet at the website radioalchemy.com for your enjoyment. But the airwaves are going to be dedicated to you and fortifying your body politic, fortifying your power to make sure from now on that you aren't going to be subject to subject to the ills, subject to the trauma, and subject to the winds as they try and blow to change, so that you have more control. And that's where we are going. So you know what? We're just going to absolutely jump into this. And as I said, Radio Alchemy and our lovely voice came in and said, it is an elixir. Radio Alchemy is an elixir for a new humankind. And what that elixir is taking whatever base trauma elements that are housed in your soul and bringing your golden years now for you to live golden, for you to live at a scale that has a base much higher than what you think you deserve, than what you've expected, than what society expects of you, right? And so that you get to control that. And so, without further ado, let me welcome to the airwaves Bob and Ion. Bob, say hello to our lovely Los Angeles audience.
Let me be Los Angeles.
Yes.
Let me be Los Angeles. That's a quote from Finnegan's Wake by James Joyce, 1939. Evan, I want to say I'm honored to be part of this new phase. I was privileged to be on your first show in March 2000, ten and a half years ago.
Right.
And I had hoped to set the tone for your subsequent, however many years you'd be working with Roy of Hollywood.
Yes.
And I seriously failed, and you went on in all these other directions with the schmoes, and I kept coming on every year or 6 months saying, no, Ebbett, over here, here's the new humankind over Dobbstown. But no, you'd have nothing of it.
Oh, stop.
It took me the gigantic effort of hoiking up non-physical itself to get your attention and inaugurate the second phase of Evan's marvelous, honorable radio extravaganza.
Well, you know what, Bob? The great thing about the discovery of going out into this world of radio and the world of sharing ideas is that I got to share you. I got to bring on Bob, and I know that you have challenged the Los Angeles audience so much when you have been talking about the Android meme and the four bodies and the mystery body and Finnegan's Wake and everything. And I think that is, it was a fascinating gnawing on the rawhide, that our minds, are capable to go to areas that are out of bounds, that are absolutely out of bounds. And what you have brought, now, in bringing your generosity and offering Ion to the world, just goes to show that mystery, that the puzzle is even bigger than what we can even have dreamed of. And so I thank you for being there at the beginning and being here at the beginning of a new phase, and talking about the possibilities of humankind to understand more about their environment and to excel in it, you know?
Yeah, Evan, I made the cut. I made the cut. You just disconnected from everybody the last 10 years. They're all gone, categorized as schmoes, and I made it under the wire, and I'm allowed to participate in the next big phase, phase two. radio alchemy's elixir.
Well, I couldn't think of a better duo to come on and to help us gnaw on some of the mysteries that surround us, and to in a sense to initiate a new level of understanding and power for us to move from. I couldn't have wanted any more powerful duo than you and Ion. And Ion, are you there, sir?
Yes, indeed. Good morning, Los Angeles.
You are in the heads, minds, and souls, both of you, of all of our listeners out there, and it is phenomenal that you are here. What happened last week, Ion? My gosh, we missed you. I was so excited, and all of a sudden, what was this power failure?
It absolutely was beyond incredulous for JW's position, because it was, any way he went was not connecting. There was no connection any way, shape, or form, and it was amazing. So it was for such an hour as this.
Yes.
That now is lined up.
Yes.
And we are tickled to death to participate in your inaugural, as you well know now. This is officially the end of the beginning.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. The end of the beginning. And where do we go? We begin again to come to, I don't know what this one will ever end, because what you have brought to us, Ion, is a lifetime of knowledge to know thyself, because you are coming to issue in once again to remind us of power, that we've always had it, and somehow Somehow we've been waiting for somebody to remind us of that. And so that's what I love, is that you are bringing it to a scale that is housed in each and every one of these lovely incarnations on this planet. And I wanted to start out in talking with both of you, really, about some of the anomalies in people that are around this planet. And I happened to go and watch part of an interview with a African spiritualist by the name of Credo Mutwa. He is a gentleman that was brought into one of the African secret societies. He said that one of the ways that he was able to get in with the elders and to be initiated into the group, the first thing they had him do was they went and cut off the hand of a corpse, and he had to cook it and eat it. And he did that, and he did some other things that he didn't speak about. But what they relayed to him was that a creation story, Ion. I wanted to ask you about this version of a creation story. He mentioned at first that human beings on the planet, before we were changed, he says that people on this planet were unisex, that we had both male and female in us, and that we weren't divided. What do you say to that?
You still are divided. Every human creator has both parts.
Okay.
Still. And whether you call them mammary glands or whether you call them pecs, they're still that reference.
Hmm.
So they are indeed. You still have a half a chromosome difference, and that both are present. It's just the chromosomal slide. One becomes dominant. That doesn't mean one is negated. It just means that one is dominant. That's the only difference. So it's still that way, absolutely.
Hmm. And he said that a particular, at one point, ships came down from the sky. They were...
They still are.
Hmm. These were a particular kind of a reptilian race that came down. I wasn't able to make out the name because of his heavy accent, but what do you know about this alien race that he spoke of, or an alien race that came down?
He's giving reference to, they had a little different vernacular for the description, but what most of your listening audience would know the reference as the Lemurians is the reference, but they called it a little different. The same way you can have scriptural references that in the Kabbalah are also referenced, but the names change, but the story stays pretty close to the same.
Yes.
Same thing is true. In those early genres of this flow of information. Now, we got to start right out of the chute now. Everybody, just so everybody knows, there is no time. You humans, since the fall, you created it. You created this premise called time.
Yes.
Now, we're all for timing. Timing lets you know what time to tune in to Radio Alchemy. No problem.
Right.
But as far as the concept of time, humans created it, and it's not serving you well. And in this new end of the beginning, what you're going to find, just as the scriptures laid out, and many sages have laid, the Mayans did it long. You just keep going. It always bumps into it. Everybody listening, just so you know, there soon is going to come a time on earth when time shall be no more. And that clock has already begun. And it's not the end of the world. It's not the end of the world as you know it. There's nothing much changing except the dynamic, the quantitative issuance that you're adding to this conceptual version of time. They're trying desperately to sync it up, just any way, shape, or form, and they still can't get it. Mm-hmm. And if they were so smart to figure out this time, why couldn't they do it without a leap year? And why couldn't they have everybody be in the same time? You play with it. You've got many, many, many different time zones referenced even in this conversation that we're having right now.
Well, and we have so many different calendars.
Of course. Pick one. This is the seventh month of the year, September.
Ninth.
No, it's September means seventh.
Huh?
So you're enjoying the seventh month of the year. Oh, and about, I guess we don't do time, but the reference is around 1600. They decided that, no, we'll make seven and nine, and that'll be okay. And there you go. If you're talking about zodiacs and all those kind of things, this indeed is the seventh month of the year. And then they shuffled it around trying to collate time into the box that's not fitting in their false premise that they have been adoring. And now that timer is ticking down very quickly. Now, many human creators that are on their ascension process, because what we're here for specifically is to remind you human creators to come back into your place of power. We've done pretty voluminous works regarding it, and if you're interested, of course, that's all available. But the moral to the story is you're coming back to where you were pre-Ark of the Covenant, pre-Kabbalah references, pre-separation of the tribal arenas back to Samaria, pre-Egyptian. Well, actually, it's a little bit backward. You're coming to that notion. But see, we don't play the time thing because it doesn't serve you or non-physical well at all. But this reality that you're playing into and knowing and having a resonant, you'll start feeling it in yourself of resonating, coming into your place of power. On Bob's regular gig that he engages, we start off in our little engagement together by bringing everyone listening and those not listening, because non-physical isn't limited, of bringing everyone into a portal. And Eben says, a portal? Yes, a portal. You go into a whole completely, totally different world. And the stories are voluminous where they come back and go, these anomalies are happening. Things aren't here. Things that weren't here are here. I'm noticing shifts. I'm noticing changes. I'm noticing anomalies. I'm noticing the world changing before my very eyes. And we go, yes, that is absolutely the case. As you begin your ascent of an ascension process, now Bob says ascending. Now we say ascended. But he says you can't get it done, and we agree. And he says you never get it wrong, and we agree. But there's a place, a mark, a chain, where you come back into your place of power. And then the only job you'll have to be engaged with is what pleasing and delicious, delightful thing you'd like to engage next. Yes. If you're only contrast, there'll be contrast. You like humans like contrast. You tear things up just so you can be powerful and straighten them out. You know, it's not a problem. But if your only contrast is deciding which flavor ice cream you'd like to enjoy at the ice cream store, now, to create ice cream is not even in the picture. Ice cream is. Your only contrast is in deciding which ice cream you prefer. That's still contrasting. But it's very different than trying to create ice cream when you've never known or had ice cream before. Now, humans coming into their place of power are noticing changes in their body. They're noticing changes, specific, physical. There's no woo-woo in this new program that Eben is sharing with you very graciously. And we want to stop right here, right now, and thank Eben for being on the leading edge of creation. The leading edge is where you are. The leading edge, there may not be a big crowd on the leading edge, but all the parties are very, very significant at the very least. The bright, shining salt and light that she brings to the audience is very delicious, and that's why, Eben, you have such a faithful following that enjoy your work so voluminously. Just because you always keep it real. Now, we'll play with that if you like, with what reality is, because it's a shifting. By the way, if anybody's wondering, this reality business is certainly taking its twists and turns. So you get to actually choose which part of real, of reality, you'd like to engage. And there'll be no room for impossibilities. Oh, wait. Yeah. We like impossibilities. If you look at that, guess what? Katharine Hepburn said it best. I am possible. I am possible. I'm possible. So that works out really great. So even impossibilities are possible because it includes the I am. Now that goes back to an old sage story, reminds you of some things if you've embraced before. Now, did we answer your question as far as the reptilian outside engagement? There's lots of engagements. You are going in and out of worlds all the time. Folks are coming in and out of this world all the time. Bob opened up all the portals on April the 15th and then finally announced it on the 22nd. This year, last year, some year, we don't year, recent, in your recent past, all the portals which you used to have to independently open have now been slung open and are propped open. Gates and portals are all open. And if you get on that 10 and find it going real fast, you're probably in another world. Don't worry. it's apropos. All right. Now, let's see. There are engagements, but you are in your place of power and has no power over you. This Chicken Little had problems with the sky falling, but child, this is the point that you coming into your place of power. Then the sky may fall, but it doesn't have to fall on you. And that's the significant part. You are in the world, but not of it. And there's going to be a separating. There's a separation, a rat in separate, remember? There's a separation that's taking place for you to create such compounding contrast that you then immediately find a way. You're down to the only thing that's ever worked anyway, and that's relax and allow. Now, we say that, but if you find out what that really means, it becomes quite euphoric after a little bit. And, yes, your listening audience, Eben, some of them's having the hair standing up on the back of their neck. And if you want to play, we love to play all day, every day. We are but non-physical. You have non-physical, as much more non-physical or more than you could ever use or engage. But you'll come into the place where you find yourself having power and control over all the terra and the firma of this earth, this world and other worlds that you engage. You can find out specifically, completely, how to speak to the angels, that you are indeed God, incarnate. Well, the scriptures say that you're created in his image. Well, I don't know what you'd be if you're not in the image of God. The only reason that they describe it that way is because you decided to separate yourself from the power and put it in the box, in the cardboard box. Oh, wait, they layered in gold. That's the mercy seat, the Ark of the Covenant. And now you're coming back full circle of coming back to your place as God. And it fits all genres. Nothing's out of bounds. Ask your questions. Any delicious thing you'd like to engage, we would be most delighted to play.
Well, Dave, when you were talking about that, there is this communication that's going on. I remember talking with you a while back about an incident in L.A. With a guy, I think his name was Moshe Israel. I'm not sure if that was his real name, but he's the guy who was in this red VW bug, was going to announce that the that this flu bug or whatever that was going around was man-made or some kind of garbage, and they sprayed him with pepper spray, did all this stuff, and he stood and took it. And you were saying because he was interdimensional. And then what I wanted to ask you, though, just as to say that there are other visitors, is about what happened at the Large Hadron Collider in Switzerland, where they found somebody who they were thinking was a saboteur called Eloy Cole. and they describe him as a strangely dressed young man, said that he traveled back in time to prevent the Large Hadron Collider from destroying the world. Now, could you talk about, here it is.
Yeah.
This is something that is how many miles below the surface? They find him by, I think, a vending machine or something, or he's in a closet somewhere.
He's going after them Kit Kat bars. Everybody wants the Kit Kat bars. He's trying to get him some snacks. Well, here we go. Let's just clean all this up right here, right now.
Right.
It's a new day. Let's clean up on aisle five right out of the chute.
Yes.
Here you go. You marvelous, powerful human creators, you created this earth, and try as you might, you've not destroyed it. You've poisoned everything you can poison. You've dumped oil on everything that you could grease. You've tried to genetically engineer every goodness that you could ever have of the amber waves of grain. And try as you might, you've not destroyed this planet yet. Okay? So now, that worry is now filed away. Far, far away. Do what you will. You, God, you created it, and you ain't destroyed it. And if you could have, you would have. Please know that. And then many other worlds that you engage in and out around this whole capacity, there are those that come. There is no future. There is no past. There's only now. Now, we used to divide that into three kingdoms, Eben, just for those ascending so they could wrap themselves around it. Outer kingdom, that's what you hear about on the looky box, on your pea pods and on your 4Gs and 3Gs and GGs and all those networks. That's the outer kingdom. They tell you about it. Somebody has flatulence somewhere in and around the world, and boy, there's a YouTube available immediately. It's always available. That's your chip body. The technological information. Now, Bob's probably busting a gut because this is his world and he wants to jump in wide open. But we're just sort of laying it out a little bit to answer your question, and then he can embrace it. And as everybody knows, Bob, he's the best lemon squeezer that there is.
Yes.
He can pick things apart. No one would. They get placated with it, but he won't have it. He wants every illicit detail. And then he turns around and says, see, you wouldn't have found that out if we hadn't squeezed the lemon. Well, deliciously so. He may be the best question asker anywhere.
Yes.
Indeed. All right. So now you got the Hadron Collider. And what they're trying to do is prove that there is no time. Eben, that's what they're trying to do. Now, science, you know, we don't have a whole great regard. And we're having to shift and change that just a little bit because science, the technology of science, their job is to research, practice, play with, poke at, see about. And if they can't disprove it, Eben, then it is. That's how science works. Well, now they've changed it all up. Now science is trying to say, wait a minute. There are quasars, there are nebulae, there are event horizons, there are wormholes, there are portals. Wait a minute, this speed of light business, who said that's what it was? Well, the only reason they said that's what it was is nobody's been faster than that to see. Well, now they find out they have the ability and capacity to exceed the light speed, and they find they can bend time its very self. And they go, now, wait a minute, if time is a constant, how in the world can you bend it? Well, no, that's going to mess up gravity. Oh, yes, we're going to deal with gravity. Yes, 32 feet per second per second. But here's the fun of that. Even gravity isn't constant. Gods can overcome gravity. Well, now, if you make a law, a rule, and now your business is to overcome the rule or the ruling or the rule regarding it. Well, gods can do that, coming into your place of power. Guess what happens? You end up with only one rule, Eben, and the only rule is that seemingly there are no rules. It's amazing. Now, that's what science is on the brink in figuring out. Now, of course, they changed their mind about the way they changed their drawers. So we'll give them that. And there are many cats, felines, that can help many of these scientists understand quantum physics, of course, without question. But beyond that, it becomes a very smooth, easy process because individual human creators are not having it anymore. They're not having it. They don't read it. Oh, it was in the newspaper. It must be so. Oh, he's running for office. He must be telling the truth. Oh, this is a good law. This is going to help folks. We're going to support this bill, this law. And it's kind of fun because it turns everything around very fast, very quickly. And you can pick any topic, and we'll poke it any way you want to. But this Hadron Collider is nothing but an example of humans coming into their place of power, and it won't be done through particle acceleration. You don't need a collider to do that.
So what was Eloy Cole doing there?
Oh, he just come to check in and see what was going on, and they found cookie crumbs. It cost a couple hundred million dollars to patch up the collider where somebody was having snacks in the particle accelerator anyway, recall.
And he says he was from the future. Was he?
Yeah. There is no future, so sure.
Okay.
There is no past, there is no future. That's all gauged in the premise of time. It's not serving you well.
Yes.
If all you have is now, when does tomorrow come?
Right. Right now.
When was yesterday over with?
Yesterday didn't exist.
And if it was true that that was your history, how in the world can you change it every 5 minutes? If history is, do you get that they can't have books in school anymore? Because the time they get the book printed, it's out of date.
That's right.
All the facts have changed. Just the facts, ma'am. Just the facts.
Yes.
Well, they get a book printed, and they come to find out Christopher Columbus didn't have anything to do with anything. Then they come to find out that all these different dynamics that have now been laid out and recovered, is that the opposite mm-hmm. of covering up twice? Is that how you recover?
Mm-hmm.
If it's covered and then you recovered, is that like Pete and repeat?
Yes.
They're changing history so fast they can't print a book fast enough.
Yes.
But
yes.
Now, that's okay, that's okay. Now we're going to give a shout out to the printing press. That'd be the Gutenbergs. Now, they set a whole lot of things in place with human creators with the typeset print. It lined up a lot of wordy words, okay? But in the new arena, Eben, that you're ushering in here, we're going to suggest that you embrace the Gutenberg.
Yes.
Would probably serve you well.
Yes.
Because that's what you're finding out, is that the printing press is all but gone.
Right.
They're not even printing the stuff to throw away anymore.
Yes. Yes.
It's all on the looky box. And if you can't tweet or twop or tune or tween or whatever you do on the looky box, there's nothing to it. You see? It's all OMG. There is a BFD over here.
Well, wasn't the notion of time, didn't that have to do with the sun coming up and then the sun setting so that we got
Great, but it's done, well, then it ought to be constant, but yet it isn't. If you want to gauge it by that, perfect, no problem, but it's not the same. The sun doesn't rise, then you got to have daylight savings time on top of that. What happened to all the time you saved?
We shopped.
It's great, and if you want to use your world, it's a great thing. To go places and eat things and go places and buy things, oh, that's just wonderful. If that's the fastest path to your joy, tear it up. But isn't it interesting that what you do with your time has nothing to do with time itself?
Yes.
Evan.
Yes.
Let me say something.
Yes.
The night of Eloy, was that the night that JW and I were there?
I'm not sure.
No, I'm asking Ion.
Oh, Ion.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Barely, but it's good.
Okay, I'll just go put the mic down just a little bit. The incident that Eben's talking about, is that the night or day that JW and I were at the Hadron Collider?
Not exactly the same moment. It was sort of after the fact, because that happened before. But he was around. He's been going there every day for about a couple of months.
So he saw us there.
What do you mean that you guys were there? What do you mean, Bob?
Well, JW, I don't know if this is classified or not. I can't remember anymore. There's so many secrets we have, and then we blow them on the next show. So I don't know what time it is. So let's just say that...
Yay, they're timeless. Bob's moving into timeless. That's delicious. Wonderful.
Yeah, we have a document. JW has a document that comes in secret papers of the Hadron Collider that was sent... mailed to JW from me. It has my return address on it, but it comes from the Hadron Collider papers that are missing. They're sitting there in JW's home.
That you sent, Bob?
Yeah, I sent from the Hadron Collider. And we wondered about this, and then we found out from Ion that we were there. We visited there, and we might have been the guys who left the crumbs. I'm not sure. I don't even know. Ion, are we supposed to continue doing this in public, or shall I drop the topic?
Well, it makes no difference to us. We're just a little non-physical. Don't mind us.
Oh, that's great. Then what was it particular about these papers out of all of them you could have taken? What were they about?
Well, remember, they were going to do... They tried it in September 8th, 2008, which was the week leading up to the Lehman Brothers collapsing. So maybe the Hadron Collider's failed experiment had something to do with it. Remember, they were going to... do the thing on LaRouche's birthday, September 8th, and then they cancel it or claim that there was a delay. It wasn't the Big Bang.
They
or Big
tore it up. That's what was the delay. They broke it. It broke.
Right. And it turned out that I broke it. Our visit there, we broke it because we took the papers that they would use to fix it, and they couldn't fix it because I took the papers.
Oh, it wasn't that, Bob. It was them Lorna Doone cookies you used.
The cookie crumbs. It might have been the cookie crumbs.
So why did you take the papers for them to be able to fix it? You don't want this to go on? You don't want this experiment
maybe,
to go on?
Maybe. Media ecology. I've always said let's shut down instruments before they're implemented and look at the effects before we bring them forward. So I guess that was my form of media ecology.
And we say tear it up on the weekend, do whatever you want to do. It's going to be fine in spite of you. Because as you come into your place of power, everybody can have their own little personal Hadron Collider. It ain't no trouble. Get busy. Get with it. Makes no difference. Have some fun.
Okay, gentlemen. I'm sorry, sir.
That's what you came forth for anyway, is to get into a place of bliss.
Yes.
And once you get to so busy pleasing and delighting yourself, the cares of life, we promise, very soon will grow strangely dim. And that's how you know you're on the right path. And all this conspiracy, conspiring of conspiracies of on and on and on and on and on, it all but flitters away.
Hmm. How did Eloy Cole get in there?
Walked
you know, you
in the
say,
front door.
Ion, just a second. Eloy Cole. Eloy is one of the five names at the top of my tiny note chart. Rye, Eloy, Two, and Lofty.
Right.
He is one. Yes, that is one of the names.
And don't blame Bob. He dresses as smart as he can. He don't have much regard about it.
You don't wear? Are you still wearing tweed, Bob?
No. I don't wear anything over here in Maui.
Yeah, you don't have to.
You can see me on Skype. There's nothing on me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you ought to see him at the mailbox without his drawers on. It's a sight to behold.
Right. So it states in this article that Mr. Cole was seized by Swiss police after they spotted him rooting around the bends, and he explained he was looking for fuel for his time machine power unit, a device that resembled a kitchen blender. So tell me, how did Eloy Cole get into the Large Hadron Collider?
He walked in the front door.
Okay. He walked through the front door. What? So he was able, he had a pass, he was supposed to be there, then why was he arrested?
Well, because he was looking strangely odd in his environment.
So they let him through security, and then as he made his way down into it, he was with this blender-looking device and going through the bins. They're like, hold it. He's not supposed to be here, and they go and confront him.
Yeah, and then he tells them what he's there for and how he got there and what he was doing, and then it seemed to be a little bit too much sugar for a dime, wouldn't you say?
So,
if he had just said they brought me over from Belgium to go over some of the research elements that y'all trying to work out some of these anomalies, they'd have said, oh, thank you very much. Have a good day. The coffee machine's over here, and here's some change for the snacks.
He claims that he was a part of the infamous Bagot sabotage that happened in November of 2009. Now, if he's saying that he is from the present future, so what? Was this guy actually interdimensional? Was he from someplace different?
Oh, yes, darling. You do it all. You see, this is the thing. Humans do this all day, every day anyway. You ever been on a trip or had a fun day out, and if you're having a lot of fun, the day just slips away and goes, and it's gone? Time flies when you're having fun. Is that how they say it?
Yes.
All right. Now, sit down and do your taxes, and you can spend a couple of hours on it, and you feel like you've been doing it for a month. Okay? It is as though time stops when it's not enjoyable. So time itself is very subjective. So once you get beyond the time business and you're not judged or limited by it, then guess what happens? You can find yourself in any reference point of what you're calling your history, because they're all included in your middle kingdom of now.
Yes, sir. I'm still trying.
We just love it when we get silence on the radio, Evan. That's
fun. Yes.
It's great fun.
I'm trying to understand if this.
No. Over.
No.
Now, did you hear that beep? Did you hear that beep, Evan?
Oh, what was
that? That's the boys. That's the boys starting to record.
Oh, the beep. Oh, welcome, boys. Hi.
Hey, hi, y'all. How's your mama name? Get all the quotes right. We love you all, everyone.
Okay, so maybe I didn't hear that from my end, maybe because I was just babbling a little bit. Explain, folks, about the beeps.
Well, we get them all the time on our cash flow show, and Ion says that's the NSA, and the guys are very interested in what we're doing with Ion taping. Indication of either turning the tape off or starting it when they feel there's something that's worth taping.
Okay.
Is that accurate, Ion, what I just said?
Perfectly fine, and we love and appreciate them, every one. It's little non-physical, couldn't hurt. It's law, because they've been running on physical for a while, and it ain't serving them very well. So ever help, ever clear and present help that can get them to the fastest path to their joy, it's wonderful. Now it's time to move on to the difference between coming into your place of power, Evan,
yes,
and authority. That people get them confused.
Yes.
Readily. Authority, you have a sitting president who is probably the most authoritative person on the planet, okay? But he has no power. He's all authority, all about authority, but can't do nothing.
Hmm.
Except get blamed for everything that he's the authority regarding. But if you're in your place of power, the last thing you want to engage is any authority. In your power, you don't know and you don't care. We don't know if it's ignorance or apathy. But you're so busy pleasing and delighting yourself, you don't open up the Senate subcommittee to discuss it.
Hmm.
You see, that's the difference.
Yes.
And there's nothing they can do with power. Nothing they can do with power. Now, there's many examples, and some of them are pleasing and some maybe not so pleasing, but they're still good examples. What did they do with the mafia? They got together and they syndicated their position, and they didn't have any authority. They just picked up the garbage and ran the docks and took up all the longshoremen's positions, and Next thing you know, they were the power, not the authority. They were the power. And then the next thing you know, they wasn't nothing they could do with it. They finally decided they couldn't put everybody in the jail. So there's just countless examples of the difference between power and authority. Now, we're not talking about anything surreptitious. We're talking about individual human creators coming into their place of power. And when you do that, then guess what? A marvelous thing starts taking place. You start getting happy. Things start working out for you. Things you get, you create everything that's in your reality. The good, the bad, the ugly. The scriptures talk about the rain falls on the just and the unjust, so apparently that ain't in the mix of anything. So it rolls along a little bit till they get to a place to where it's the place of power. That's what all your major religions speak about.
Yes.
They speak about coming into your power. If it's the Christian faith, and that's you're going to come back and Jesus is supposed to marry up with you, okay?
Yes.
The bride of Christ.
Yes.
Well, the only problem is he spoke about some other things that they've eliminated. What do they mean when they talk about the bread of life, Eben? That must be significant, might be important. What do they talk about when they talk about the living water?
Hmm.
Living water. What does that mean?
Hmm.
Well, Jesus turned around and he says, hey, yeah, I'm thirsty, get me some water. But I got some water. If you drink it, you won't never thirst no more.
Hmm.
That's some cool stuff.
Hmm.
When you're talking about coming into your place of power. So there are elemental points that are being made manifest. Now, for the humans that are on their own, they are, that are on their own, coming into their place of power, wonderful. No harm, no foul, no problem. But there's another thing that comes along, and it's called creation by default. Hey, Eben, you got a lucky box?
Oh, yes.
All right. Did you put that together? Did you create that all by yourself and weld them, solder them little silicone chips and silicones? That's what they are. These little things, and put them little organization of the little where the W goes and where the Z goes and why they put the forward slash over the question mark and what that alt button is all about anyway and how they can. Did you create that yourself individually, or did you have someone else create it and you enjoy it as a creation by default?
I enjoy it as a creation by default.
And you swapped them some money checks in order to own it your very self. Correct?
Yes, dead instrument
fiat. All right, so now you can have things come into your world that you don't have to sit down and do. People have pretty much quit beating rocks together to make a fire to cook their dinner.
Right, yes.
But yet you can still have fire. You can turn that little knob on in your house, and it'll go pop, 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 and the fire sets off, and then you got fire. Instant fire.
Yes.
Oh, it's even better than that. You can have a magneto, a magnetron. You can have microwave radiation concentrated, and you can just throw that sack in the little box and push it for 2 minutes, and it's dinner. Boom. And you don't have to grow it. You don't have to do anything except own it and drag it home and then throw it and then let it slide down your throat hole.
Yes.
So they call that progress. Well, maybe, maybe not. But the essence of it, the short version of it, is the technology didn't serve you, but it does put you into what to expect when you're expecting.
Oh.
What do you expect when you're expecting? If you're expecting gloom and doom and tragedy and peril and blood in the streets and Armageddon and the rupture and the rapture and the blah, 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 blah. Well, that's what you're looking forward toward. But if not, then certainly you don't have to.
So, okay. Sir, does that mean then that because we are looking for the apocalypse, we're looking at 2012, we're looking at the end of the Mayan calendars, we are always looking for that destruction, does that mean this creation by default, that someone else then, we are living, in a sense, somebody else's reality, and once we come into our own power, we can rewrite our present existence as it flows forward.
And you don't have to rewrite it. You're writing it for the first time. See, as an eternal being, there's never been a time when you were not. And you go, wait a minute, Ion. Now, easy there, Trigger. Easy. Whoa. Now, wait. Now, Stu, run that by me one more time now. There's never a time when you are not. You are eternal. Now, how long is eternal?
Well, there's no time, so, I mean, how does eternal apply if there's no time?
Exactly. So eternal, there's not a beginning place and there's not an ending place. You are eternal. Always have been, always will be. So when you embrace that place, the only question at bar is, are you God or are you separated from your place of power and still God?
But were we gods, our ancestors that came into contact with the Lemurians? Did they know about their eternalists, and how did they delegate their power to the Lemurians who manipulated them, or they thought that they were the gods? They, you know.
We don't know it that way.
Okay.
Don't know it that way.
Yes.
See, just because you put yourself in a position where you are now in bondage, that's how powerful you are, Eben. You're so free you can choose bondage. Now, that's pretty free. That's pretty powerful. So if you would like to subjugate your power to a lizard or salamander person or the flipper gate with the dolphins and all these different things, well, see, the beasts of your planet are just that. They are non-physical. They don't have a position of power. They are non-physical like us. We don't create. We don't create. There's nothing to create in our world. It's all perfect. And then they call us up and they say, Ion, my husband's running around on me and I've killed my babies and my mama's committed suicide and she killed everybody in the family and they robbed a bunch of people and they stole from Bernie Madoff and they crushed Bear Stearns and they financed Enron and they run the stock market and they got with Michael Bloomberg and they tried to mess up New York City and they are all in Los Angeles and they all run in Hollywood and on and on and on. And we say, wonderful, no problem, fabulous, great. Because if you could come into that place, if there's contrast, if you know that everything in your world is what you created, then guess what? Now, that's maybe a little bit of a bitter pill to swallow. But if you could swallow that, then guess what happens, Eben? You find that if you're powerful enough to create that contrast, then it's your power that you've engaged. So if you create a contrast that's not your most pleasant feeling thought you've ever had, you can take a butcher knife, a double-barrel butcher knife, and chop your hand off. You can chop it off and see if you're a powerful enough God to grow another one back. You sure can. You absolutely can. Oh, all these healers. Now, don't get us started on there. They'll tell you about this and that and woo-woo this and wah-wah that. But no, we're talking about in the dirty here and now. Everybody's told you everything you could ever know about the sweet by and by.
Yes.
That's been thoroughly covered. We're talking about the dirty here and now.
Yes.
That's where it applies. When your faith finds feet, then you come into your place of power, and then the world turns around you.
Yes.
Now, just because your mama told you that you're not the center of the universe, she was a little bit distracted on what the reality that is the true case of your place of knowing. That is subjective. And when your mama said money don't grow on trees, well, what do they make it out of if not cotton and fibers and pulp from trees, so it does grow on trees. And if your mama said, don't do that, that'll kill you, and don't eat that, that'll kill you, and don't do this, you'll get a disease, and and don't do that, you'll bring something home, and don't run around with them, they'll get it on you, and all these kind of things.
Yes.
They thought they were trying to help you, but instead all they were doing was making rules and regulations that you as a human creator can't abide by in the best case scenario.
Yes.
You can't keep up with it.
Right.
So there you go, and so goes the lesson. Now you're coming right back into the place that you get to set what's appropriate or not.
Hmm.
Okay. You said it, what it is. It has nothing to do with anybody else, and don't include anybody else in the conversation. Keep your ideas to yourself until they're fully developed, and then you can tell anybody that'll be still.
Hmm.
Then you're not opening it up to say, oh, now, Bob, we know all about this, and this is inappropriate. You can't talk about that. You can't do this, and you can't do that. And Bob's like, are you joking? I didn't forgot what I was talking about. We on to the next thing. You keeping up with me, you backing up. So we're moving on. This is just now. We just now got it fun. I've spent 40 years in the desert, and that was great fun. Now we're the promised land. Canaan land is just in sight. And even paradise, Canaan, the land of milk and honey, they cross that river Jordan, Eben, and the first thing they say, they send the scouts out. They sent the investigators to see what's going on. And then, lo and behold, they get to the promised land, and the first thing they come back and say, they're giants. Dad, blame it, giants in the promised land. Here we have gone through all this and get to the land of promise, and now we got to whoop the giants. They done squatted in our promised land. Here we are, people that we're not. And we get it all through, all done. Oh, won't it be wonderful then? And now we got to come fight giants. Imagine that. So this isn't new. This isn't new. It's very simple. It's very easy. And it's wonderful because human creators have created the perfect storm, if that's what you call it, that you're down to the only thing that ever worked anyway. And when you play with that just a little bit, it becomes abject bliss. Because now you're getting somewhere.
Yes, yes. So in turning and looking at creation by default versus creation by people coming into their power, if creation by default, somebody's giving you the looky box, which is destined to give you thoughts about the world's going to blow up and all of that kind of stuff, which is a scenario that is constantly being dribbled up by somebody. It's somebody's bliss that the world should blow up. How do people coming into their power sit and deal with creation by default?
Oh, that's easy. They've had hot wars, cold wars, big wars, little wars, conflicts, disputes, unsputes, re-sputes, sideways sputes. You better do what I say or I'm going to whoop you good, and on and on and on and on and on. And the next thing you know, it really makes no difference. You still get them Nigerian business opportunity emails, don't you?
On the lines, darling. Can you believe that an hour has gone by? You know, when we're having fun, there goes that thing, that slippery little digits that are around us. You are tuned in.
The elixir of radio alchemy.
Your timing couldn't be any better to be tuned to KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, San Diego, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara. On the lines with us presently in the here and now are Bob Dobbs and Ion. I am so thankful for both of them. I know that they are super busy and they are being pulled in lots of different directions, but they are coming on now. And this is a special time because I don't know when the next time is. I'm going to have to, you know, be able to maybe coax Bob and Ion to come on again. This is a very special time because who knows when they'll be back. And so coming up in the second hour, we're opening up the phone lines. The idea that I started out in talking with them is that we have people running around this planet that are exhibiting amazing humanoids that are exhibiting amazing skills, such as that Eloy Cole, such as that Moshe Israel, etc. What does that mean for you? What are your impeccable skills? We're going to come back, talk about the body politic with you, and go where we need to go. The number here is 818-985-5735. 818-985-KPFK. Yeah, it's something now where I just care so much about you guys. I'm so sick of seeing you suffer and all this stuff. And we have what we need. And we have individuals and non-physical that is reminding you that the time has come and telling you about the anomalies. And so let's embrace stuff that is, you know, what's way out. But you are way out. And so let's have some fun. And so,
David,
yeah. Oh, yes. Hi, Bob.
Could you start? Could you play your opening promo again?
Absolutely.
At the beginning of the second hour?
Yes, yes, I'll do it at the beginning of the second
Thank
hour.
You.
Okay, darlings.
All
right.
That fax machine.
That's cool. 818-985-5735. 818-985-KPFK, y'all. Come on down.
Stay tuned for the second hour of Radio Alchemy on KPFK 90.7 FM, Los Angeles. Welcome back to